Welcome back to the Energy Rich Podcast. I'm your host, Kirby, and I'm so excited and grateful that you are here with me today. Currently, I'm in our second bedroom. We've kind of reworked this bedroom at our new home to be our office. Pablo works in here a bit more than I do, but it's definitely the spot that we go to work because I also, in this phase of creating, you know, recreating life and whatever, I don't like to work in my bedroom because the bedroom is meant for sleeping. And I like to have the energy of the bedroom to be around sleeping, not around working. Like, I'm trying to establish the areas for like what they're meant to be used for, if that makes sense. So I'm here sitting on the bed. People tell me I should record my podcast via video, and don't get it twisted. I have definitely thought about it. But the reason why I don't is because I like to be chilling. You know when you're hanging out with your girlfriends and you're hanging out at home and you go and you sit in the living room and you just get cozy, you're sitting on the couch, maybe you have a glass of wine or you've got some water, you've got some snacks. That's how I imagine that I am when I'm talking to you during my podcast. And I have to be sitting like in a relaxed state. I can't sit in like a chair and try to pose and be like in my head overthinking about what I look like as I'm recording these. Because I can imagine that I'm sure all of it would make good content. But you know what? The point is, the content of this podcast is what I'm talking about. And so I spend so much time on video with TikTok. I think I have over 300,000 followers on TikTok at this point. I spend plenty of time on video and I just want to sit back with my friends and talk and hang out, no pressure. And so when I sit and record my podcast, I need to be chilling. So I'm sitting on the bed, I'm leaning up against my pillows. These are these amazing organic pillows with my linen sheets. I'll talk in a second about linen. Man, if you are not sleeping on linen, you should. You got to get on that because it is the biggest game changer. The air conditioning is on and I have an ice cold glass of filtered water next to me. It is so hot down here. It's currently rainy season here in Mexico. So it's really, really humid. I'm talking, it's like just so sticky, you know, when you go outside. It's been great because we have the saltwater pool. So we literally go in there every single day. But driving around on the golf cart around town, you know, you're not like driving around in air conditioning and it's like 100 degrees and humid and sticky. So I can't wait for rainy season to be over. I'm a little bit over it at this point just because also now with my daughter, she gets really hot. And if you have kids, you know how uncomfortable a baby or a little kid is when they're like really hot. And I feel bad having her kind of deal with that. So this is the first rainy season that we've been down here where we didn't have like our regular car that we were driving around. And during rainy season, we would just drive the car into town and then we'd have the air conditioning on. So we didn't have to kind of be dealing with the hot stickiness, which again, this is totally a privilege to have. But because my car hasn't been working, we're getting it all figured out. I'll kind of talk about shifting the energy of that. But because my car hasn't been working, we haven't been driving it. So we're just driving around on the golf cart. My ladies who came down here for the retreat, we were driving around town on the golf carts. Everybody was talking about how much they love it. I do love getting around on a golf cart. It feels like we live in like a like senior citizen community, but it's all young people driving around on golf carts. You know, it's just really fun. But yeah, so I'm chilling here. Let me talk to you about linen, okay? My linen sheets are from Brooklinen. You've probably seen them around. People affiliate with them all the time. I'm not affiliated with them, but I do really like their linen sheets. And even if you don't get them from there, I just highly recommend everybody sleeping on linen. It's so beneficial for your body. It makes a huge difference in sleeping. And also, I had seen an article and it was talking about how back in the day, who knows what day? I don't know. What day are we talking about? But back in the day, they
used to have linen sheets in the hospitals. And when patients would come in, when they would sleep in the linen sheets, it would help them get better faster because of all the benefits of sleeping on linen. And then, of course, we live in this stupid fucking industrialized society now. And so basically everyone sleeps on plastic, petroleum, you know what I'm saying? And that causes more issues, more problems than anything. There's nothing beneficial that comes from polyester anything, polyester clothes. This is also why I've shifted to wearing, I wear organic linen shirts and shorts because it actually benefits the body. And it also is much higher vibrational than walking around covered in plastic. Plastic is not serving, like I said, it's not doing anything good. There's so many health benefits that come from sleeping on linen. You really do get better sleep. Even if you sleep on cotton, it eventually pills. But the more you sleep on linen, the more you wash it, the softer and softer linen becomes because of the fibers in linen. And so it's so comfortable to sleep on. And it feels so like amazing on the body. It's also amazing to sleep on all year round. You know, some people think that it might just be like a summer fabric, but no, it's amazing to sleep on because linen has tiny pores, which can either trap warm air or let it pass through depending upon like the temperature of the bedroom. So it helps like regulate with whatever temperature you desire it to be. And it keeps you cool when it's warm and it keeps you warm when it's cool, if that makes sense. It also absorbs up to 20% of its weight in moisture before it starts to feel damp. So if you feel like you sweat at night or, you know, whatever, a lot of people actually sweat, have a lot of moisture on them at night. Instead of waking up, if you've ever slept on like polyester sheets or whatever, there's wetness on the bed, and that's just because it's literally polyester. Also, polyester makes you sweat more because it's plastic. It's so awful. Also, it repels dirt. It's naturally stain resistant and will help stay fresh and vibrant for a longer time. Yeah, you still, you know, wash them often, but it's amazing because it doesn't absorb, you know, like I said, the moisture, the dirt, the way that other, you know, sheets do. And also it's really durable. It's like twice as durable as cotton or wool, and it's can last so much longer than them as well. And like I said, it just gets softer and softer the more that you wash it. And it's also really nice because it's eco-friendly because of the flax. It requires less water and fewer pesticides than cotton in order to grow. And when it's harvested, the whole crop is utilized instead of just one part of it. Obviously, I do recommend if you're going to get linen sheets to get organic if you can, because then you're not sleeping on any pesticides or any junk or whatever. But I've noticed that since we switched to linen sheets, we're just sleeping so much better through the night. I love the soft texture of it. I love a linen duvet cover. I mean, it's just so cozy and comfortable. And I just love the way I feel when I sleep in these beds. So that's my spiel on linen. No, this isn't sponsored, although I would love for it to be because you know that I love promoting stuff that I'm obsessed with, but I just really enjoy sleeping on linen sheets. And in the type of life that I desire to live, a big part of attracting in whatever kind of life that you want to have, it's that you have to start embodying that and living in that way in the present. And so for me, luxurious sleep doesn't mean sleeping in a 5-star Ritz-Carlton hotel. Like, a luxurious sleep to me is sleeping in the best, highest quality, comfortable, you know, most amazing eco-style energy that allows my body to decompress. And another thing is if you're not sleeping well or your kids are not sleeping well, you might want to also look into the feng shui of their bedroom, because I also recently learned that you should be sleeping with your head facing north. This is our body's alignment. Again, where we're talking about syncing with nature, like naturally our bodies want to lay that way. And when we do, we actually get a better night's sleep. And so your head should be facing north at all times while you're sleeping. That's a feng shui. As well as you shouldn't have anything underneath your bed, because that means that you're like sleeping on top of your problems or something like that. But yeah, so look into all these other things if you're interested. I don't know. I'm not a specialist in all that stuff, but I will say that currently right now, our bedroom is very simple. We just have two beds in there. Pablo and I sleep on the queen size bed, and we have our daughter's bed in there, and she's sleeping kind of Montessori style. At some point in the night, she climbs up into bed with us, but I am happy that she's currently sleeping in her own little bed, because like I said, or maybe I can't remember if I said this or not, we're not doing any bassinets or cribs. We didn't do any of that stuff, and it's just been so amazing. We really love how we've done it this way. We had no problems doing co-sleeping and having her, you know, sleep in the room with us. And also, we would never, ever, I can't even imagine having my daughter sleep in a different room and me having to like get up to go to her. Like, I love all of us sleeping in the same room. I feel safe. It's great. We don't have anything stored underneath our bed right now, and I'm not going to store anything underneath there. I have just my night table where we have, you know, just a lamp on it. We have a whole wall of, you know, drawers where we store clothes or whatever. And then other than that, we have nothing else in the bedroom. Just the bare minimum. And I'm loving the simplicity of it. It feels really good. And also, I think this is a feng shui thing too. I can't remember, but you really shouldn't sleep with mirrors in your bedroom. But not to scare you, from like a spiritual perspective, I would never sleep with mirrors in my bedroom. I have never, ever slept good in a bedroom that has mirrors in it. And basically, God, do I really want to like say any of this out loud? But basically, mirrors can be portals. This is definitely going into the woo. So if this aligns with you, keep listen to it. If not, you don't have to listen to it, okay? With anything that I say, take it with a grain of salt. You can either listen to it, you don't have to listen to it. But basically, mirrors can be portals, and they can open up for things. Whatever, I'm not even going to get into all of it. So if that resonates with you, then great. Otherwise, I'm letting it go. So I want to talk about the full moon on this episode, but also I just want to talk about this amazing, you know, energetic portal that we just had this past week. I had my autumn equinox ceremony, which was just so phenomenal, and I loved every minute of it. I had an amazing group of people enjoying me on that. You can access the replay. It's basically only going to be available this week. So if you want to get the replay, then you can get that. But the autumn equinox is all about the transition from light to dark. It's about completion and closing doors. And with the letting go and acknowledging what's not working, what's not helping you live and grow and evolve into the best version of yourself, and allowing yourself to shut the doors on that, you reclaim that energy that's basically being drained into those areas. That's how we live in an energy-rich way. When we have all of these areas open and there's things that are going on that are not working for us, that are not serving our highest purpose, our highest vision, if we don't allow ourselves to close the door, then we keep leeching energy into those things. But the faster that we allow ourselves to decide and acknowledge what's not working and then take action on closing it, being done with it, then the faster we pull that energy back. There's one in the spring and there's one in the fall. And each time these equinoxes happen, they open up a portal for growth and transformation. And so spring's portal is really about growth and about like manifesting. It's spring. Like, think about it. Like, all of the new things are blossoming. That's what spring is doing. And what's happening in autumn is things are, look at nature, things are dying, going away, you know, leaves are falling off the trees and plants are dying. And it's like they're all shriveling away to go into hibernation for the, you know, fall and winter season. And so with acknowledging that this growth season has ended and looking at what has worked, what's not, and allowing yourself to eliminate what is not and open up for what is to come through, then you allow yourself to have this peaceful completion, this closure. This is a big deal because many times we are forced into shitty situations. If we don't allow ourselves to acknowledge the areas of our life that are not working, eventually we will be forced to acknowledge it. And with that force, it very rarely ever comes peacefully, joyfully. You know what I mean? When we're forced to do something, it's extra uncomfortable. It's chaotic. And that's the whole point and kind of what I was talking about recently, how I desire my life to live from this place of peace and joy and calm and pleasure. I don't want to be forced to do anything. If you really think of your life, at any time when you've been forced to do something, has it felt good? Has it felt that you've been excited for it? Has it felt easy when you're forced to do something? No, when you're forced to do something, you resist it even more. You fight it even more. And then it makes it more and more intense, more chaotic, more just difficult. Anytime something's difficult, is energy flowing? Is your energy abundant? Is your energy rich? No, it's not. You're being forced to do something that isn't flowing naturally. Whereas if you allow yourself to sync with these, with the energy of the seasons and coming back to living in a state of nature and opening and closing the doors on things in your life in sync with the elements of nature, then you don't have to get to a point where you're forced. And the problem is that so many people wait. They wait until they're forced out of something. And I told this story at, I think it was during the Equinox ceremony, where when I worked at Ralph Lauren, I hated my job. I knew that I'd hated my job. I had already hated it for like 2 years working there or whatever. And in that time that I worked there, the company was going through all of these changes and they were doing layoffs. And I remember the day I came into work and I found out they were doing layoffs, I literally was thinking like, oh, I want to be laid off. I desire to be laid off. Like, I want to not work here anymore. And that would be the easy thing, right? For me to just get laid off and me not have to actually do anything, me not actually have to acknowledge or take any effort to leave the job. Instead, like, get the severance, get laid off, and then go on my way or whatever. That very rarely is how things happen, where it's like everything just, without you having to take any accountability or action to remove yourself from something that you know that doesn't align, very rarely is it just going to be handed to you like on a silver platter. Like, the point being, the growth happens because you decide that something no longer matches and you decide to let go of it. That's where the growth happens. Rarely, when you're forced out of something, does massive growth happen from it, because you usually get bitter or angry or project, oh, this happened to me. And it's like, no, it didn't. It was trying to help you grow. But because you had to be forced out of it, you still didn't learn the lesson. So now you have to learn the lesson. And remember, nothing bad is ever happening in life. There's just lessons. And everything that's happening in life is just a lesson. So if something's not working out in your favor, what is the lesson connected to it? Is this mirroring something you've experienced in the past? What is the universe trying to tell you or show you isn't working, right? Because when things appear bad, that just means that something isn't working. And you need to acknowledge that and see what's the lesson connected to it and trying to help you grow and expand. But on that day at Ralph Lauren, I didn't get fired. I literally packed up all my stuff as if I was going to get fired. And I didn't get fired. Well, not fired, laid off. And I didn't get laid off. And then I realized, like, that week, I realized, damn, I need to figure out a plan to leave this job, because I just wished so hard to be let go from here, because then I wouldn't have to take any accountability and do anything to actually leave here. And this just shows like how unhappy I am. So what that did in that moment was, no, I didn't get laid off, but it prompted me to acknowledge how unhappy I was in life and how unhappy with where I was at, and that I wanted to do something to get out of that situation. And so a lot of growth came from that for myself, but I wanted it to be easy where it just got handed to me. What would have potentially happened in the future is I probably would have gotten fired, not laid off. And when you get fired, you don't get any severance or anything. So then I would have been in a position where I had no income coming in. who's to say what would have happened? But anyways, I would have eventually got forced out of that situation if I wouldn't have taken accountability. With this autumn season, it's a matter of each season has emotions connected to it. Each season has its own rhythm, and each season has organs and meridians that are also connected with it. And this is also where how we're supposed to be living, acknowledging the emotions that are relevant to the current season that you're in and working through those and helping and assisting your body with those. So the stress emotion of autumn is grief. And with grief, it comes like sadness comes with it. And then it also just makes total sense that the organs, I mean, it all works together. The organs that are connected with autumn are the lungs and the large intestine. And the emotions that are connected with those are grief, sadness, sorrow, rejection, feeling defensive or confusion. So those are the emotions that are connected with this time frame, and also the ones that might be brewing up inside you. You know, like ask yourself, have you been feeling sad? Have you been feeling sorrow or rejected or defensive or confused or grief? Is something closing in your life? Is something ending? Is a relationship ending? Is a job ending? Is a pattern, a way of being in your life ending, in that you kind of have to allow yourself to grieve and move past that? And so I was also teaching in this autumn equinox ceremony, there's specific meridians connected with the lungs and the large intestines. There's specific techniques for those to help clear those meridians, release blockages out of those meridians, get your energy flowing in a more positive way, working with acupressure points on the body, working with the meridians, working with the chakras, helping your body ease out, clear out, open up space in those areas connected with the lungs and the large intestine. And so you can maximize this time so that you can allow yourself to easily move out of what you're feeling. We did that first. You know, we acknowledged and we worked with the body first. This is why everything that I do is so powerful, because we worked with the body first and we connected and we opened up space in these areas that there might have been congestion. Even on myself, when I was working on some of the points, I was like, damn, this feels really tight. And then afterwards, I was like, I feel light as a whistle. I feel so good. So even just from doing that, that brings clarity, because then when we dove in and we worked in and went into the subconscious, and if you didn't know, the subconscious is what holds basically all the codes and the keys to where you're at in life. When we dove into the subconscious, it was so much easier for things to unlock for those on the call, because we had already opened up space in the body, worked through, connected in with the right meridians, letting things move up and out. And this helped bring more clarity, more direction, more guidance for those in their life. And so we helped move out of the areas that are not working, really tapping into those pieces and where is the growth need to be happening. And the subconscious gives guidance. It gives everything for what you need to do. But just know that this phase of grieving, of grief and sadness and all of that, it's a normal thing. It's a natural thing. And the biggest part is that we really don't like to allow ourselves to feel that, especially sadness. We don't want to feel sad, but it's like, let's acknowledge that something is sad. If a cycle is closing in your life, there might be sadness because that chapter is ending, and that's sad, and that's okay for it to be. Or maybe there's opportunities that were missed because you weren't really embodying the higher version of yourself, living in alignment, and opportunities were missed as a result of that. I experienced that this past little bit. I feel like, damn, I fucked that up. But it is what it is. I can't go back and change it. I can accept it now, allow myself to acknowledge, feel what I need to feel about it, and then we move forward from it. And then also maybe there's grief or sadness around what might be getting left behind. As we ascend, as we up level and move through life, things aren't going to come with us. Relationships, friendships, those things aren't going to continue on with us, because when we connect with various people in our lives, at certain points, certain people resonate because we bond.
We bond over something. I had a friend come into my life, I don't know, I guess it was probably 2 years ago. She came in for a short season, okay? She probably came into my life for like a 6 month season. And immediately she and I like clicked. And we had this great friendship for this like 6 month period. And then one of my things I talk about is I'm very committed to my own growth and expansion. And I kept up leveling. I kept moving past. And then I realized like we actually didn't really have as much in common anymore. But that's because I just kept growing and evolving. And she stayed at the point of where we met. It's like that friendship just ended. There was no ill will. There was no hard feelings, but I had to allow myself to just let go, to close the door on it, because otherwise it was going to keep holding me back. Like she kept staying in the vibration and the frequency, talking about the things that were of the old way of who, you know, where I was at. And I just was no longer there anymore. And so no hard feelings. I just moved forward from it. The harder that we hold on to things, the more that we hold on to the past versions of ourselves, the more that we like are so tightly clinging, the more difficult the change and transformation is. The less that we are attached to where we have been, the easier it is to up level, the easier it is to pull back the energy that and be more energy rich, living more energy rich than to keep operating from the state of other people being in the driver's seat of your life. Instead of operating from a place of should, you're operating from a place of what feels good. And it's what feels good for you. It's not continuing to live your life because that's what, you know, your family or your friends or everyone has always done. It's operating from a place of, does this feel good to my soul today? Does this feel in alignment with what I desire in my life? And living from that space. If you keep operating from a place of should, then you're not in the driver's seat of your life. Oh, I should do this. I remember when I was living back with my sister and she had had her baby and her partner's family was wanting them to drive like 2 hours into downtown Chicago with like the 6-month-old baby for some event. I don't know what the event was. And I remember I said to them, I was like, you don't have to go to this. And they were like, what? He was like, well, if I don't go, then my mom will do this and this and this and this. And I was like, but do you want to go? And I remember it was like a really nice day out. It was sunny out. It's like a great summer day. Like he had just mowed the lawn. And he's like, no, I really want to just stay here and barbecue. And I was like, then why aren't you going to do that? Like, this is your life. Just because your mom's going, or this is because what you should do because your family decides it, doesn't mean you have to. I was like, do you really want to drive in a car for 2 hours one way with your baby? And he's like, no. And I was like, okay, well, this is your life. Then don't do it. That was the first time ever that he didn't go to a family event because he didn't actually want to go. And he was just like, oh, I didn't even realize that it was a option not to go. And I was like, it's your life. It's always an option not to go. Like, it's not that we... The problem with family dynamics is we get so wrapped into like how someone else will feel with it, but how's my mother going to feel? Or how's my mother-in-law going to feel? Or how's my cousin going to feel? Who fucking cares? How are you going to feel? First off, how does it make you feel? If the first answer isn't good, the first answer is, oh, it makes me feel excited, makes me feel happy, it makes me feel giddy, right? It makes me feel in a good sense, positive way. If that's not the first way that something you're about to do with your family makes you feel, don't do it. Because then you are self-sabotaging. You are putting how you feel last and you're putting how others feel first, and nothing good is going to come from that. Because if you're putting yourself last, guess who else is also putting you last? The entire world. Because what you give out, you get back. And so when you send that direct message to the universe that the way you feel doesn't matter, you're going to keep attracting things that constantly keep reinforcing the fact of the way you feel doesn't matter. And then what that's going to do is that's going to grow bitterness inside you. You're going to feel deeply bitter and in pain because you keep putting yourself last,
thinking that other people are going to put you first the way you put others first. But no, they're not, because you are putting yourself last. So therefore, others are going to put you last. And then you're going to wonder at some point, you're going to crack, because you can only do it for so long. Every person has a breaking point. You're going to only do it for so long. And then you're going to wonder, like, why everyone else is behaving this way when you're such a good person, a helpful person, a kind person. This is people pleasing 101 right here. And there's a lot of women, men too, but a lot of women deal with this. And it keeps this recurring theme of self-sabotaging, people pleasing, and making other needs a bigger priority than your own, self-sabotaging your own needs, constantly putting yourself last, and then constantly attracting situations to keep putting yourself last. And then you keep feeling bad about yourself, feeling like, what's wrong with me? Why does this keep happening? It's because of that. And so in this autumn season, everything is shifting and changing, because old versions of yourself is just like things are going into the earth, right? When the leaves fall, when the plants die, what happens? They become composted, right? The leaves get raked up, or they go and they create this natural fertilizer in the earth. And then the next year it's used to help grow for spring. Well, what's happening in these old versions of yourself that you're allowing yourself to close the door on so you can take that power back and be energy rich, they're getting composted and getting digested back into the nature. And you can see and allow yourself to expand in greater wholeness of who you are really becoming. But snakes shed their skin for a reason. This is a symbolic, energetic shedding of the skin. Shedding of the skin of what's not working. What don't you want to continue on with you? And if you don't allow yourself to do this, you don't allow yourself to let go, to acknowledge and to pull back what's not working, let your subconscious let go, clear out, how are you going to open up space to receive? If you keep carrying around your heavy baggage of bullshit, B-O-B, right? Like, if you keep carrying this heavy baggage of bullshit, it's going to keep building and building and building and building. And you're going to keep feeling like you're drowning and wondering, what is going on in my life? Why does it keep feeling like I am just carrying all this pain? Because you are. Because you're not allowing yourself to work with the seasons and shift your energy, work with the body, work with the organs and the emotions and the meridians and the energy of that season to help you close the doors and repivot the energy. And then also acknowledge, where does growth want to happen? What can I be doing to continue to expand what is working in my life and open up for deeper alignment, deeper connection, deeper awakening, deeper attraction, deeper abundance in yourself, because your energy is working for you, connecting for you. That's what the autumn equinox is for. And we're meant to be living in this cyclical, this circular energy. There's a wheel of the year, which is the annual cycle, you know, and there's four solar festivals. Basically, there's the two equinoxes, which is spring and autumn, and then there's the winter and summer solstices. And this is the first year where I've started doing and implementing ceremonies and rituals and workshops and stuff around these solar festivals, because I really desire for my business to be synced with nature, because that's how I live my life. And when I shifted from living life in a state of forcing and pushing and not in this state of alignment with nature, even though I was doing good things, it still felt hard. It still felt forced. It still felt out of alignment. But the more that I've aligned my life with the energy of the seasons, working with nature in that way, the easier my life has flowed. And it works this way. Like, if we start with spring equinox, which happens in March, that's new beginnings, planting seeds, initiation. And then it's moving into summer, which is abundance, culmination, expansion. Then we move into fall, which is the harvesting, the balance, the letting go, and releasing for rebirth. Moving into winter, which is like the rebirth, return of the light, the hope, the renewal, all of that. And so it's this constant circle of working together. And under our industrial growth society, many people follow like linear time, like it's a line. Really, the way that we're supposed to be living and how they've lived in the past, our ancestors, is living in this relationship with nature. And time was honored as cyclical. They did follow the moons each month. They did follow the circle of the seasons. Like anyone who's a farmer works with crops, they follow the seasons. They know what you're supposed to be doing in each season, what you're not. Our bodies literally follow that same death and rebirth cycle. And when you're moving into circular, cyclical time, if you're in the beginning stages of disentangling yourself from this death grip of industrial growth society, from linear to cyclical, at first it might feel a little bit weird and uncertain and unfamiliar. A lot of times people think that time is never ending and it's just the accumulation of one event after the other, you know, building or really thinking of it as like a straight line, a start and end point, like born here, death here on this straight line. But really, it's a matter of working with the natural biorhythmic movement. So much of why so many people are disconnected, disoriented, those are all disconnections because of separation from nature, from living outside of our body's natural rhythm. Like I was talking in my part two episode where I was saying how, you know, this Huberman guy is like, oh yeah, get outside and put your eyes in the light each morning. Like we shouldn't have to be told and have some scientific fact to tell us that we should be waking up with the circadian rhythm of Earth. Like we shouldn't have to be told that. But the problem is that so many people are so disconnected and spending so much time living in this fake reality, you know, in their phones, in their TVs, in these things that are not allowing them to live in balance, in sync, right? What is the biggest thing that people talk about in law of attraction? Synchronicity. What do you think a synchronicity is? It's sync. That means you're in sync. You live more in sync with nature. The abundance of nature flows into your life much easier. You don't go to bed early because you're a loser or, you know, you're in your healing girl era. You go to bed early because you're listening and trusting your body and you're not spending the night falling into TikTok videos on your phone and dying away your life, you know, in a little device for a little bit of happy hormones. You know, you do the things because you're like, no, this aligns with my values, with who I am. And if you don't know what your values are and who you are, then that's something that you probably want to start thinking about. What are my values? What is important to me? Who am I as a person? You know, Dr. Joe Dispenza says, like, your personality creates your personal reality. What is your personality? Not like, what is the values of your personality? What is the essence of your personality? And if you don't know, I mean, this is something to really think about. Being the creator of your life means you need to be actively knowing what is important to you and what you live by and what you stand for. If you don't stand for anything, you'll fall for everything. My cousin, she didn't really have any values of her own. Basically, she would morph to whoever's values were around her. Like, she wasn't plant-based, but when I went plant-based, when we would go out to eat, she would eat plant-based. And I was like, you don't have to eat how I eat. I don't really care what you eat. And she's like, no, it's fine. But it's like, she would do it because that was my value, right? At various points, whoever was like her friend, she would just attach on to whatever their values were. So it just made her more and more disconnected from who she was because she didn't know what her own values were. And so one time I remember she told me she went to a party and somebody was just passing around like a plate of drugs. I don't even know what kind of drugs. Like, I don't know, like all kinds of drugs were on this plate. I've never been to a party like that, so I don't really know what exactly that meant. But she said there was like a whole bunch of drugs, like weed and pills and all this stuff. I literally couldn't even imagine being in some place like that. But I remember her saying to me, and this has stuck with me to this day, she's like, oh, well, if the drugs are there, like, I guess I'll do them, right? If they're there in front of me, I guess I'll do them. And I remember in my head thinking, like, if I was at a party and a random plate of drugs, like, was being passed around, just because the drugs were there, I would not do them. because I'm not somebody who does drugs, right? Like, that's not a part of who I am. That's never been a part of who I am. But like, for her, regardless of like where she was at, it's like she didn't have a favorite anything, a desire anything. It's like, what's your favorite beer? It's like, whatever the people around her were drinking at the time, that's the beer she drank. What's your favorite this? It's like, whatever everyone else is doing, that's what she did. It's just, if you are operating from what you know is who you are, then it's easy to say no to things. But if you don't know who you really are at your core, or if you've just now embarked on the healing journey and you're still wondering your vision is for life, you have to get clear on that first. Because if you don't get clear on it, then you're just going to operate how society tells you to operate. You're just going to do what society tells you to do. I went on a tangent about this on Instagram before. I've been on a break. I've been on a little break on Instagram because I just honestly, I can't be on social media right now. But I was talking about how I don't understand this Taylor Swift craze. Like, for me, I don't care if anybody's into Taylor Swift. That's awesome. That's great. That's your thing. I've never liked Taylor Swift. That's not my cup of tea. That's not the kind of music that I like. I'm like an alternative rock girl. I also don't really listen to music anymore because I'm always listening to Hertz frequencies in my little spiritual bubble. But literally, I just felt like even if people weren't Taylor Swift fans, because society was basically like shoving Taylor Swift's tour down everyone's throat, I feel like people were faking it. I feel like people were just being like Swifties. Is that what it's called? Yeah. People were just being that way because society was telling them to be that way. You know, and if you really start taking a step back and looking at the way society is, you can see very clearly how our world really kind of prompts you in a direction to be. And that if you don't like get on the bandwagon of that, then like, who are you? You know, like, I don't like cats. And if somebody comes over or if I go to their house and they're talking about how much they love their cat, I'm very clear. I'm like, I don't like cats. I'm not going to fake it or pretend that I like cats because you like cats. Like, it's okay for all of us to like the things that we like and not like the things that we like. But I just feel like it's getting to the point where I feel like society, like, people are too scared to not be on the bandwagon. That's how I feel. I feel like people are too scared to not have their head up the ass of our government. It's a bit nerve-wracking because if, you know, there's somebody who's on the outskirts, that also then prompts like for people to kind of attack anyone who isn't in with it. I don't really care what anybody likes, but what I do care is that you are living in your authenticity, that you are living in alignment with your true, pure self-concept of who you are. And you're honoring that. And what is in alignment with that? They do this all the time where they get people just like hooked in, you know, even with like this Love is Blind and this Ultimatum. You might see those things on like Netflix or whatever. And they get everybody. They create. It's like this big mixing pot. And it's like the world is just like stirring it. And it's like they pull you into this because everyone's talking about it. It's like, what if you didn't do the things that everyone was doing? Not because I'm telling you to be a rebel, but because it actually has no relevance to you. Do you remember back like a few months ago when they got everybody obsessed with this Titanic submarine thing? I refused to play a part in any of that. I don't know. I feel like there was a bigger agenda underneath that. But our world gets everybody fixated on something, and there's always fucked up shit that's going on behind the scenes around that, or like around all these things, like all the time. But it's literally a matter of mind control. Why were people waking up and all they could think about was this submarine thing? Because that's what everybody was telling you to think about. That, I think that's the thing that's annoying to me with like the Taylor Swift thing. Of course, there's a lot of Taylor Swift fans. That's great. If you're all into that, that's awesome. That's good for you. That's phenomenal. We all like different things. I'm not into her. I've never been into her. It's the same thing with Bieber. Though those people were beneath me. I'm not above them, but like when I was an adult, they were like young kids. Like when Taylor Swift was like 13, I was in my 20s. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't relate.
And although she's an adult now, I just have never been like into that kind of music. So of course I still don't relate. I'm not a Bieber fan, right? Bieber was like a little boy when I was like an adult woman, right? It's, yeah, he's an adult now, but still I'm like, he's not my person, right? He's like a Gen Z person, you know what I mean? So I don't care if you're into them. That's great. If you are, that's phenomenal. But I'm just saying that there's this bandwagon effect of getting everyone to like, look at these things, put your focus on all these things, and the Titanic thing, the Taylor Swift thing, all this stuff. And they're losing sight of who they actually are because your attention is your currency. Like, where you put your attention is where you put your energy. Where you put your energy is what you attract into your life. If our world keeps forcing us, pulling our attention in all these directions, are you really the one who's in the driver's seat of your life? Or are you just constantly being manipulated by the shiny gold star that's in front of you? And that's the point here where it's like, you have to start paying attention to what actually is in alignment with who you are. Like when the Titanic thing was going on, I didn't care about that. I gave zero fucks about that. I was like, I'm not playing a part into this. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. And when it all, I even knew it. I knew intuitively. I was like, Pablo, that submarine's not going to come back. And he's like, oh, you're a negative Nancy. I was like, no, I'm not. I just know in my gut. Like my gut's literally telling me this and I'm just not playing a part in this submarine thing. Like something feels fishy with it and I'm not getting in on this. And then what happened? Literally like 5 days later, they're like, oh, it's gone. And then part of me feels like, was it even real? Because then they also like to pull on people's emotions and create an emotional reaction. And it's like, I'm not playing a part into this. You're not dictating my emotions. Our world is a bit more manipulative than you think that it is. Like, as much as I want to believe in, like, I don't believe in our governments. I don't believe in our media. They are controlling. Like, they're literally using, why do you think it's called a TV program? Because it's programming you. Like, I just don't believe that there's goodness behind in what they're doing. It's basically like an abusive relationship, the way that our world gives information, the way that these governments give information. They give you things strategically for a bigger agenda. Anyways, I didn't plan to go into all of that. Hopefully you get the point of what I was saying. This is why I can't plan my episodes, because I go with what comes to me. Closing the door on all of that and just rounding back to the autumn equinox ceremony. If you are interested in getting that, you can get it. It's available for just the next week or so. It will no longer be available after October 1st. So if you want to get access to that amazing live event, it was 3 hours of just phenomenal, so many amazing tools as you navigate this season ahead and working again, like I said, with the meridians and the tools connected with the lungs and the large intestine and implementing those tools. And I was telling them on this call that if you implement that over the next 3 months, it basically sets up, keeps your autumn rhythm working very powerfully. And then as we move into the winter solstice, and now we'll be in the winter rhythm of nature, then your body will be primed and prepped for whatever needs to be tended to during the winter season, because your autumn season is taken care of. If you don't take care of what the body needs during the autumn season, then you're not prepped for winter season. So the tools and things are necessary to keep priming and prepping the body to be ready to go. You know, it's like when a runner wants to run a marathon, they don't just go and run a marathon. They've primed and prepped their body to be able to handle what a marathon is. I don't know if any of you have ever ran, but yeah, it's freaking full on. I ran a half marathon before, which is stupid. I'm not a runner. If you're a runner, you are awesome. I'm not a runner and I'm not running ever again. And I don't like running. So there's that. But anyways, you can't just go into it blindly and expect to fully succeed at it. And the more that we keep not acknowledging what our bodies need during the various seasons and tending to the various areas in the body that need support, the more we keep living from a place of depletion, living from a place of being energy poor, because our energy is totally drained in what needs to be tended to in that time frame. And then we go into the next one and we're like, let me work on this one. And why am I still so drained? Because you're not tending. You're not nurturing your own crop. You're not watering your own seeds, taking care of the things that need to be taken care of. And that's why I'm really passionate about living in this circular, cyclical way in connection with the rhythms of nature and using and implementing the tools that are necessary at that time to support the body. So that's exactly what I go through during this autumn equinox ceremony. You can get the replay in the description below. I have that available for you. Let's talk now about the full moon that's happening this week. I'm having the live full moon ceremony on the 28th at night, and it's because the full moon is technically the morning of the 29th. I think it's at like 5 a.m. or something Eastern time. So having the full moon healing on the 28th in the evening allows, you're connecting also with the full moon that is happening. So really you're going to feel the aspects of the full moon at its peak on the 28th and the 29th. So both days are going to feel very powerful. This is a super moon, and it's the super moon in Aries. So the moon is in Aries and the sun is in Libra. So with the moon being in Aries, it's a time for action. And this is happening before we're coming into eclipse season in October. So I was also talking about this in my autumn equinox, in that September has kind of been, it's actually really been since August. We had the two full moons in August and Mercury retrograde started in August. Plus, it's like this major energy shift happened in August where there was a lot of healing happening in August. Then again, here in September, the first 2 weeks of September, Mercury was in retrograde. So there was a lot happening there as we were also moving into this season shift, which happened on the autumn equinox. And again, I was talking about the grief, the sadness, all of those things, the closing of doors. And so you've probably been feeling this. And then we're also moving into this super moon that's happening. And then right after that, we have eclipse season, which eclipse season is also purging. So I really feel like after October, things will feel a little bit better. That's kind of how I feel. November will feel good, but then we do round out the year in December with Mercury retrograde. Holy shit, right? So you might be feeling the energies moving. You might be feeling things, even with, if you weren't aware of the autumn equinox this past week, I was talking about the ladies were saying how, you know, they've been feeling more fatigued, more irritable, more frustrated. So you might be feeling this building up within you. And this is in between this month, right? We have Mercury retrograde. We have the equinox. We have this super moon. Yeah, no shit, you're feeling it. Okay. And Aries is all about action, waking up, taking action now. And then the sun is in Libra. So these are really two strong cardinal signs, and they're a pair. So it's this ebb and flow of life, of taking action and then also allowing yourself to be in flow. Because remember I was saying we don't want to be operating from a state of being forceful. We want it to be from a place of pleasure, of enjoyment. However, in taking action and whatever it is that you're doing, like, the universe literally rewards action takers. But I don't want you to be taking action from a place of fear or from a place of force. It needs to be empowered action from a place of pleasure, because then you're going to feel things working for you. You're going to feel things easily moving for you. But you want to be taking action, because without action, there's no movement. And action creates clarity. Without action, there's no clarity. There's no direction. You're not going to be able to finesse whatever it is if you don't make one step, even if it's not a perfect step. So don't get in your head and overthink it. Just take a step towards something, towards whatever. Each sign rules various body parts, various things. So Aries rules the head and the brain. And really with this, like I said, acknowledging where in life you need to take action in. Okay, maybe it's in your health. Maybe it's your job. Maybe you need to leave your relationship. Or maybe you have really bad habits. Where do you need to move forward in life? What needs to be shifted in order for things to be more pleasurable for you? Your current reality is a result of your daily habits. So with your head and your brain, like, make a decision and take action on that decision. Many people in airy fairyland, that's what I like to call it in our spiritual world, where they're just airy fairy and they just don't take any action. They're just like, oh, the universe is going to just figure it out for me. It's not. You are co-creating with the universe. You have to take action. You have to make decisions. You have to take action. Like, nobody's coming in, Sharon, to clean your dishes. Clean your goddamn dishes. Mars is the ruler of Aries, and Mars is in Libra, which is the sun sign. So it might feel a bit of one step forward, one step back. And it's really kind of this dance of things. Like, how can you ebb and flow with movement and not being so, like, we kind of have to allow ourselves to dance with it. And relationships are really important and powerful right now. So if you've been wanting a new relationship, this might be a time, or maybe it will be more powerful friendships of people coming into your life as well, because Venus is the ruler of Libra, which is where the sun is, and it's in Leo. And so this is about relationships. And with that action taking of Aries, it's like, take action, do it now. Like, if something seems intriguing, don't wait on it. Like, for a person, for a relationship, like, fine, let yourself see. If it feels good, like, if there aren't red flags, then do it. The super moon is, like, giving you that extra superpower, right? That's what I like to think of with the super moon. It's a superpower. But it's a lot of really good energy for relationships. And, you know, Jupiter and Uranus are in Taurus, and they're all Venus-ruled sign. And Venus is love. And so this is also, over the next coming months, it's all about more love, more peace, more harmony in life. And this is what I've been talking about, and operating from this place of love and pleasure. Don't get it twisted. Like, pleasure doesn't mean sexuality, but it's from a place of joy, of excitement, of pleasure, right? Good things. It feels good. And our life is shifting to be a more heart-centered and love-focused living. Things are moving in that way. It feels really good for life to be operating from that place. And like I was saying before, I talked about it in part two episode that I did before this episode. Disconnect, disconnect, disconnect. Do you like something? Are you doing something because you actually enjoy it? Or is it because the world's telling you to do it? The world's telling you that it's something that's important. The world's telling you to focus on an election, focus on Taylor Swift, focus on the submarine, whatever it is. How can you be operating more from a place of love and pleasure in your heart, of us working together, people being more in this energy, this frequency of love? And so with Aries, like I said, rules the head and the brain and the eyes also. But also it's connected with the adrenal glands and the third eye, pineal gland. Also, your third eye, I think I've talked about this before, but did you know that your third eye inside your brain, inside your head, literally has the exact same components as the two eyes that you see out of? So when you're working and you have your eyes rolled back and you're tapped into your third eye, your body actually believes that it is your two eyes. This is why visualization is so powerful, because when you visualize it through your third eye, your body actually believes that it is your eyes. It doesn't think that you're not seeing it. It's like, no, this is a reality because I'm seeing it, because they literally have the same components. It's wild. But yeah, so with Aries, it's always important to acknowledge and work with areas in the body that also are in connection with the meridians and things that are connected with that sign. And this is, like I said, the adrenal glands, the pineal gland, the head and the brain and all of that. So how can you be supporting your body in that way, you know, to honor this time? So this is the energy of the supermoon this week. I'm going to be having the full supermoon healing, my energy, Reiki energy and sound healing. If you're in the membership, then that's available to you. But I also have a link below. So if you want to join, you can join as well. It's going to be a really exciting night. I love the supermoons. I also feel like with this connection of this autumn equinox energy that we just had, I feel like this is just a really, really beautiful time. And then, like I said, we're moving into eclipse season, which is happening in October. So it is a time of things shifting, but it's just a matter of, there's always things happening astrologically. It's like, yeah, there was two full moons and Mercury retrograde started in August. Then September, we also had Mercury retrograde. We had the autumn equinox and we had the super moon. So those are three things, right? Then we go into October and it's starting of eclipse season. And those are purging things. And so there really is always time for us to be doing healing. I don't want you to get in your head about this, but this is why it's so important to be consciously taking action in your life for your healing. It to be not waiting
for healing to come and smack you across your face, but to be actively implementing tools into your life. You know, what daily habits are you doing that's honoring your body? Are you meditating daily? Are you journaling daily? Are you doing some of the nervous system techniques daily? You know, I always talk about your daily routines. Like, what are you doing daily? Are you doing the pattern disrupt? I have a pattern disrupt that when you're getting triggered back into your old way of being every day, then you implement this tool and it disrupts the pattern. In order to be a new way, we have to break the pattern of who we've been before. The more times throughout our day we're getting triggered and we break that pattern, the more we are consciously embodying a new version of ourselves. But if we don't break the pattern, we keep operating from our old pattern. And then we stay stuck. And it's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, you need to be consciously in the driver's seat of your life, not passively living, waiting and wondering for things to happen, but instead being in the driver's seat, showing up and doing your part so that the universe can literally dump on you in a good way, dump all of the good, abundant things onto you. But if you don't show up and do your part, you're going to keep attracting the old things that you were attracting before, and nothing good is going to come from that. It's not going to feel good when you're not the one who's showing up as the creator of your life. Like, this is your life. Don't you want to live the life that you want to live? It's up to you to start living and embodying that now. And that is your daily thoughts, emotions, your habits, the things that you're doing, and you consciously taking action as the creator of your life. That's on you to be doing. Okay, that is all for today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. This is 3 episodes, 2 weeks in a row of podcasts coming back. I hope that you are enjoying the new flow of things. You can join me for the full moon healing this week. You can get the autumn equinox ceremony that's available for just 1 week. Otherwise, I've already felt more empowered and inspired and just coming back to create these podcast episodes. So it's been really exciting for me, and I hope that you're also feeling excited and happy for me to be back as well. I appreciate connecting with you. I'm going to get things back in play with, you know, social media coming up soon. I'm just getting, you know, life in order. We're working it all out. Pablo's birthday is this Friday, the 29th. He's turning 36. So I'm putting some things in play to celebrate Pablo. Happy birthday, Pablo. He's also excited because he's hosting his retreat at the end of October. And he just had a few new people sign up actually this week, which made him really excited. And I'm excited for him too. If you are a man, or if you know a man who is interested in also doing the deep healing and surrounded by other empowered, conscious men who are also taking ownership and stepping up and doing the healing in their lives, there is still some time to sign up. And I will also put Pablo's link to his healing retreat below. It's called Unleashed. So you should definitely check it out because it's going to be an amazing, amazing experience here in Mexico, which is so exciting. Otherwise, I'm going to just let you go. Do random acts of kindness. Let's help spread positivity in this world and really honoring and loving on one another. And what we give out, we get back. And so I'm sending you all of my love. I hope you have an absolutely beautiful day or night, depending upon when you are listening to this. I appreciate you. I love you. And I will see you in the next one.